tuned for Lialogos Radio, the weekly radio program featuring the best in Greek music and culture, plus interviews with Greek and international newsmakers. Lialogos Radio with Michael Nevaralekis begins now.
Μισός κορμί κι η πείνα μου θηρίο. Μισή ζωή σπαταλήσα να ζήσουν και τα δύο. Να ζήσουν και τα δύο. Όσα κομμάτια κι αν μπορέσεις να ενώσεις, δεν θα σου φτάσουν μια στιγμή για να με λιώσεις. Τα είπα όλα, είδαμε τώρα. Με αγαπούσε το νερό, μα ουρανός με ζούσε. Κι όταν μετρούσα τι μπορώ, η γη δε με χωρούσε. Κυνήγησα τις ομορφιές, μα με κλέψε η λύπη. Οι αλήθειες μου εσύ όταν κλαις, και της καρδιάς μου η χτύπη, και της καρδιάς μου η χτύπη. Όσα κομμάτια κι αν μπορέσεις να ενώσεις, δεν θα σου φτάσουν μια στιγμή για να με νιώσεις. Στα είπα όλα, φύλαμε τώρα. Όσα κομμάτια κι αν μπορέσεις να ενώσεις, δεν θα σου φτάσουν μια στιγμή για να με νιώσεις. Στα είπα όλα, φύλαμε τώρα.
That was Socrates Mathamas starting off our broadcast today with Sta Ipa Ola. This is the Lialogos Radio, the weekly radio program which brings together the global Greek community each week on 15 radio stations across 5 countries, 4 continents, and online. My name is Michael Nevaralekis, and today I would like to welcome our new listeners on WCRX Chicago 88.1 FM, which is carrying our broadcasts on a trial basis. So a big welcome to all of our new listeners in the Windy City. On our program today, the Lialogos interview series will be featuring an interview with a renowned chef, author, and culinary expert, Diane Kochilas, who is also known as the Greek food guru, and who will talk to us about Greek cuisine, the cooking classes she offers in the famous Greek island of Ikaria, and her new book, which has just been released. This interview is coming up in just a couple of moments here on the Lialogos Radio, and we will follow that up with our commentary of the week, as well as some great Greek music, including a special musical dedication to the renowned Greek composer and musician Manos Hatzidakis. The Lialogos Radio is an entirely independent, volunteer-run, non-commercial radio operation which relies upon your support to continue bringing you exclusive interviews, great Greek music, cultural segments, and much more on a weekly basis. Our fall fundraiser is currently in progress, and we invite you, our listener, to contribute to our efforts and to help sustain an independent, non-commercial Greek voice on the airwaves. We have great premiums available for those who contribute, including best-selling books, DVDs, DVDs and Greek music. And to see our premiums and to make your contribution, visit our website, www.dialogosmedia.org. That's dialogosmedia.org. Coming up now, though, is this week's edition of the Dialogos interview series and our interview with chef, author, and Greek food guru Diane Kochilas here on Dialogos Radio. The Dialogos interview series, our weekly segment featuring interviews on matters pertaining to Greece and the worldwide Greek community, coming up next here on Dialogos Radio. Joining us today on Dialogos Radio and the Dialogos interview series is renowned chef and Greek food guru Diane Kochilas, the author of several books on Greek cooking. Diane is also a consulting chef to many Greek restaurants across the world and is also the host of Ti Tha Fame Simera Mama, a cooking show on Greek television. Diane, welcome, first of all, to our program.
Thank you very much. Nice to be here.
To get us started, share with us a few words about some of the current projects that you are working on.
Well, I'm about to publish another book, one that's really close to my heart. It's about the island of Ikaria, where my family's origins are, my family's from. And Ikaria has kind of been catapulted to fame in the last few years, basically because it's one of the blue zones, one of the five or six places on Earth where people seem to live a very long time. So that's just about to come out. October 14th, it'll be in the stores. It's called Ikaria, Food, Life, and Longevity from the Greek Island Where People Forget to Die. And that's being published by Rodale. So that's kind of top of the charts for me right now. I'm also, of course, working with Molivos, the collaborating chef, always working on new dishes. Working on a couple of different TV projects, but I can't talk about them just yet. And that's kind of about it right now. And I mean, and ongoing things, of course, that you know, I've continued to do.
We are on the air with chef, author, and Greek food guru Diane Kochilas here on Dialogos Radio and the Dialogos interview series. And we'll come back to a lot of the topics which you've brought up, Diane. But over the past few years, you have been hosting a cooking show on television in Greece and Cyprus titled Ti Tha Fame Simera Mama. For those who may not have seen this show, tell us a few words about it and what it was like to take your expertise to the small screen.
The show was an astonishing success. Very happy to say that. We've done two seasons, 98 episodes a season, so kind of baptism by fire. It was incredibly intense. I think for me, the best part of having done that show, the English title, if you want to translate it, is What Are We Going to Eat Today, Mom? And I was the mom. The show really stood apart from anything else in the cooking genre, especially in Greece, but I think it stands up internationally for the high quality of the production and just the general setup and layout of the show. There was something very immediate about it, and I think that that's the one thing that really won people over. I mean, I just actually got stopped outside my front door. Somebody was asking for directions. I turned around. And they said, oh, is that you, Mrs. Kochilas? And, you know, when are you going to be on again? People just really embraced it. And they loved the immediacy of it. They loved the simplicity of the food, the fact that all the dishes were accessible, no matter what your skill level in the kitchen. And a good part of them were very healthy. You know, that was something that I really tried to stress. I mean, a lot of vegetable and bean dishes, a lot of plant-based food, not such a heavy reliance on meat, which in Greece is, you know, in this day and age is somewhat of revolutionary because people still, people are quite the meat eaters here. So that's about it. We're not slated for a third season, as far as I know. And that has less to do with us, you know, than more to do with having lost our sponsor because the supermarket chain Lidl had various internal changes and a new guy came on board who's running all the Balkans out of Romania. And they haven't signed on to do any TV this season at all.
Now, in the United States and in other countries, we often see cooking programs on television which are dedicated to other cuisines, such as Italian or French or Asian cooking, but it's rare to catch anything pertaining to Greek cuisine. Do you believe that a program such as yours would have the potential to make it in the United States or elsewhere?
I totally believe that. I think that if you deliver a good product and the food is good and the show is fun and entertaining and informative and offers real solutions to some of the food issues that people face in their daily lives, I totally believe that, yeah.
Let's talk a little bit about Greek cuisine and Greek food products abroad in markets such as the United States. Is there any news on this front that you can share with us about Greek products that are becoming popular overseas? We keep hearing, for instance, about the success of Greek yogurt in the international marketplace.
Greek yogurt certainly opened the floodgates, and certainly now there are a lot of Greek companies that are creating new products, some of them relying on the things that we already know, like olive oil and olives, and you know, maybe some sauces and stuff. But for the most part, there are a lot of young companies doing some pretty interesting food development, product development. I do think that some of them will fall by the wayside because it's very difficult to penetrate the U.S. market. It's extremely expensive to do that, costly, time-consuming, complicated. But I think that there are a number of companies out there really intent on doing it, and I think that they'll succeed.
We are on the air with chef, author, and Greek food guru Diane Kouchilas here on the Dialogos Radio and the Dialogos interview series. And Diane, do you believe that Greece is maximizing its potential as far as the exports of its culinary products are concerned? And which Greek products do you believe have the potential to become the next big thing overseas?
I do not believe Greece is maximizing its potential. I think that's a perennial problem in Greece, unfortunately, and one that, you know, most of us who have a foothold or toehold even in another country recognize. That's a complicated issue. But I think that there's room for a lot of the healthier foods that are part of the Greek diet. And I think we'll be seeing those more and more. Certainly the yogurt market is probably saturated by now or close to it. I mean, it seems like everyone and his brother is making Greek yogurt. But I think that there's a lot of room for other Greek products, for some of the non-cow's milk cheeses, for some of the even the healthier confections. There's one company that it isn't a Greek company, and it's a company that I'm actually working with. I don't know if I can mention the name on air, but they're producing nutrition bars, and it's a brilliant idea. It's the Mediterranean diet for people on the go. So I think that there is innovation, but I do wonder if a lot of the smaller companies are sufficiently capitalized. That's always a huge issue.
Let's return now to the topic of the island of Ikaria, which you mentioned at the start of the interview. One of your annual ventures are the cooking classes, which you offer each summer in the island of Ikaria in Greece. And tell us, first of all, about these classes that you offer.
We run several sessions over the summer, usually in the beginning of the summer. This year, we're doing 3 sessions starting in June and going through the middle of July, and possibly 2 more sessions at the end of the summer that are more wellness-based. We'll be doing some other things besides cooking, and there'll be a definite healthier spin on the food that we're cooking, and also things like yoga and meditation and some other kind of wellness-oriented activities. But what we do in Ikaria is we really try to give people an experience in a small place, in a Greek village. We meet, you know, we spend time with local families. We cook together, of course. Much of what we cook is plant-based. It's a lot of vegetarian food. It's not exclusively vegetarian, but it's very healthy food. We do various activities in nature. We go for a foraging walk, and we go to beekeepers and watch the whole process of honey and how it's made and taste honey. And we make cheese together and go to a couple of wineries. I mean, it's really a pretty full week, and people love it. I mean, I've had repeat guests. Next summer, I have another a family that's coming back, actually. It's a really unique travel experience. I don't know what else to say. People really have a great time.
Now, as far as the island of Ikaria itself, you mentioned earlier that it is considered a blue zone. What is so special about the island of Ikaria, and why has it achieved global prominence in recent years?
I think a lot of it just has to do with slow and deliberate life, you know, living in the moment, not having stress, taking every day as it comes. I think people really live that way in Nicaria. It's in our DNA. In my research in the book, speaking to people who are above the age of 85 and talking to them about their diets, especially when they were younger, a lot of what they told me had to do with the fact that they had very little to eat. So it was a diet that was by default plant-based. Meat was very rare, basically on holidays, or if you had a couple of chickens, you know, maybe a little bit more frequent than that. A lot of natural exercise, basically walking, very close-knit community, and Acarians still have a very close sense of community. Even in the United States, we almost have a tribal mentality. We have a whole network of other people from Icaria all over the world that we are, you know, that we know and that we kind of manage to see at various points throughout the year. So I think all of those things, just a sense of belonging. There's no sense of alienation in communities like that. So that's also a very great source of stress in more urban societies. The food, of course, has a lot to do with it. Healthy, natural, seasonal food, unprocessed food, the ability to let loose, whether it's at, you know, a local feast or just at a friend's home. I mean, I can't tell you the number of times, you know, wherever we are with other Acarians, the event, even if it's just dinner, inevitably turns into something where somebody pulls out a guitar or a bouzouki or something, and we end up dancing. There's a lack of inhibition. People know how to enjoy the moment. And I think that coupled with food that's unprocessed and seasonal and almost all plant-based, I think that's the secret.
We are on the air with chef, author, and Greek food guru Diane Kotchilas here on Dialogos Radio and the Dialogos interview series. And Diane, having mentioned your new book, which is coming out in just a few days, what can readers expect to see?
The book is not, I'll tell you what it isn't. It's not a diet book. It's not a, here are 10 steps to living to 100. I don't think those books mean anything. I think most of that work is gimmicky. This is a really, it's a deeper look at a place that I know very well. I've been going to Icaria since I was a child. I have very deep-rooted connections there. It's really a look at that culture, and it's a look at the culture from the perspective of food and day-to-day living on the island, what people do, how they live, what they grow, what their gardens are like, what foods were they eating up until the 1970s, when it was still a very remote place. All of those recipes are in the book. A lot of savory pies, a lot of dishes based on greens, mushrooms, wild mushrooms, huge part of the local diet, goat's milk and goat's milk cheeses. That's really what the book is about. It's about the place. It's about the culture of Icaria and what it means to be, what it means to live in a place like this, what life is like. And I try to draw some conclusions and offer up some lessons, but I think that in reading the book, people will hopefully draw their own lessons from it, because it's a very, very different place from anything that we know, certainly in the developed West.
We are on the air with chef, author, and Greek food guru Diane Kotchilas here on the Dialogos Radio and the Dialogos interview series. And Diane, we are, of course, in the beginnings of the fall season. Share with us some of your favorite Greek dishes for this time of the year.
Some of my favorite dishes from this time of the year are definitely dishes that are actually in the Icaria book. I have a wonderful bean dish with a giant bean dish with petimezi, with grape molasses. That's perfect for the fall and, you know, for any kind of cold weather. One of my favorite dishes, of course, are the little greens pies from Icaria. And as greens are now coming into season, that's a wonderful dish to prepare. I just made a great dish that's not from Icaria, that just came out of my own head a few days ago for beetroot kefteves. And I posted it on Facebook and got a lot of quite positive comments. Gee, that's about it. I mean, I can go on and on with recipes.
In closing, where can our listeners find out more about you, your recipes, your new book, your classes in Icaria, and all of your other ventures?
The best place is my website, www.dianekotchilas.com, and that will also direct them to my Facebook page and Twitter and Instagram and et cetera, et cetera.
Diane, thank you very much for taking the time to speak with us today on Dialogos Radio and the Dialogos interview series.
Great. Thank you as well, Michael.
A Attention iTunes users, Diálogos Radio is now just a click away. You can now download our podcasts and listen to Diálogos Radio 24/7 anytime, anywhere. Check us out today in the iTunes podcast directory and in iTunes Radio. That was this week's edition of the Diálogos interview series here on Diálogos Radio and our interview with chef, author, and Greek food guru Diane Kotchilas. As with all the rest of our interviews and features, the podcast of this interview will soon be available on our website, dialogosmedia.org, and also in the official Diálogos Radio apps for Android, Kindle, and BlackBerry devices, as well as in iTunes, TuneIn.com, the Windows Marketplace, and the WeCast app for iPhones and for iPads. You're tuned to Diálogos Radio, the Greek radio program, which is heard across 15 radio stations in 5 countries, 4 continents, and online. Our fall fundraiser is in progress, and if you would like to support our efforts and to allow us to continue bringing you independent, non-commercial Greek radio and exclusive interviews, such as the one which we just heard with Diane Kotchilas, please take a moment to visit our website, dialogosmedia.org, to check out the great gifts that we have available for you in exchange for your pledge, including copies of the new book by Diane Kotchilas, Ikaria, Lessons on Food, Life, and Longevity from the Island Where People Forget to Die. To make your pledge of support for our efforts once again, visit our website, dialogosmedia.org. We'll take a break now for some great Greek music, and we'll follow that up in a few moments with our commentary of the week right here on Diálogos Radio.
Παραπάνω από μένα, πες μου τι περίμενες. Τέτοιο έρωτα στο βυθό σου να βρεθώ, να αγαπηθώ, να λυτρωθώ. Έλα, πάρε με στα γαλανά σου τα νερά, δώσε στα όνειρα φτερά. Ταξίδια μακρινά στου δειλινού τα μενεσιά. Έλα, πάρε με, δώσε μου αίμα και μιλιά, σε χρυσαφένια ακρογιαλιά.
Με στέλνεις, με στέλνεις, με παρασέρνεις. Με στέλνεις, με στέλνεις, στο πουθενά. Με στέλνεις, με στέλνεις, με παρασέρνεις. Με στέλνεις, με στέλνεις, στο πουθενά. Και μου είχες πει μη με κρατάς. Σου το είχα πει, μη με προδώσεις, μην εδώ. Και μου είχες πει, δε μ' αγαπάς. Με στέλνεις, με στέλνεις, με παρασέρνεις. Με στέλνεις, με στέλνεις, στο πουθενά. Με στέλνεις, με στέλνεις, με παρασέρνεις. Με στέλνεις, με στέλνεις, στο πουθενά. Με στέλνεις, με στέλνεις, με παρασέρνεις. Με στέλνεις, με στέλνεις, στο πουθενά. Με στέλνεις, με στέλνεις, με παρασέρνεις. Με στέλνεις, με στέλνεις, στο πουθενά.
Δύο μέρες μόνο να σε κρατάω αγκαλιά. Δύο μέρες μόνο να σε έχω δίπλα μου ξανά. Για λίγο μόνο. Δύο μέρες μόνο σε ένα ταξίδι αστραπή, να ξεδιπλώνω. Να παίρνει ανάσα η ζωή για λίγο μόνο.
Διάλογος Radio 24/7. our online radio station, which features the best mix of great Greek music, plus programming and interviews from the vast Dialogos Radio archive. Tune in through our website, dialogosmedia.org, in iTunes Radio, or at tunein.com. This is Dialogos Radio, where we just wrapped up a long musical set with Dimitra Galani and a song Dio Meres Mono. Before that, we heard Pix Lax with Mestelnis, Yannis Charoudis with Ella Parame, and that set of great Greek music began with Eleni Dimou singing Then Perimenes. Coming up next here on Dialogos Radio is our commentary of the week. Dialogos Radio's Commentary of the Week. Each week, Michael Navratakis provides views and opinions on issues pertaining to Greece and to the worldwide Greek community. Coming up next, here on Dialogos Radio. In the interview which aired earlier in today's broadcast, renowned Greek chef Diane Kochilas shared her belief that Greece is not doing enough to maximize the potential of its food exports to the rest of the world. Not only is this unfortunately true, but successive Greek governments and the policies of the European Union have ensured that Greece isn't maximizing the potential of its food production for its domestic needs either. In Greece, one of the most commonly heard mantras is that the country doesn't produce anything. We keep hearing how Greece is a country that needs to import everything, that cannot sustain its nutritional needs with its domestic consumption, and which as a result needs the European Union and by extension the euro in order to be able to import goods from its so-called European trading partners in order to sustain the needs of its population. And yet, until about 2 decades ago, Greece did meet all of its domestic food needs. What caused this change? European Union policies, where farmers in Greece are given subsidies to grow only certain crops or to not grow other crops at all. That, combined with the fact that many Greeks thought, mistakenly, that they would find better luck in the cities or even overseas, meant that much of Greece's traditional agriculture and countryside was abandoned. Travel to the Greek countryside today, and acres of fertile, food-producing land lies barren, while the young people who still live in these regions sit in cafes and complain that there's no work, but scoff at the notion that they could perhaps work the land again. Now, Greece finds itself in a position where it imports onions from countries like China, imports tomatoes from countries like Turkey, and even imports products such as wine and olive oil, unbelievably even from countries such as Germany. Go to any Greek supermarket today and the carts and baskets of most Greek shoppers, who despite what they like to believe about themselves are just as easily swayed by advertising and catchy marketing as people in the United States or in Northern Europe, are full of imported products and lots of processed foods which have zero relation to a nutritional diet and particularly to a traditional Greek diet. And while Greek agriculture has been wrecked, no amount of salary cuts and wage reductions will make Greek products more competitive, as mentioned by economist Rania Andonopoulos on last week's interview here on Dialogos Radio. What does all this have to do with exports? Everything. As agricultural production goes down and Greeks abandon the traditional diet which preserved their health and which has become world famous, Greek products remain extremely hard to come by overseas. One factor, of course, is that supply is limited. However, there is more to the story. A poor, mistaken, outdated mentality shared by Greeks overseas and Greeks in Greece is also to blame. Just as people in Greece believe that Greece does not produce anything, Greeks overseas have helped reinforce the perception that Greece only produces feta and olives. Greek products that are exported are often poorly marketed or not marketed at all, and are made available in packaging and branding that quite often could be described as kitschy and reminiscent of the days of Zorba the Greek, unable to compete with the slick marketing and packaging of products from such countries as Italy, Spain, and even Turkey. Think of olive oil, and Italian olive oil is what comes to mind. Think of wine, and French or Italian or Spanish wines or those from California are those which spring to mind. Beyond feta, authentic Greek versions of which are often not even found overseas, hardly any other of the hundreds of Greek cheeses are known to consumers abroad. Low-quality so-called Greek feta and yogurt, produced in countries ranging from the United States to Bulgaria, dominates the marketplace. Most Greek restaurants, on the other hand, are poor, kitschy representations of Greek cuisine, featuring pizza, burgers, hummus, and falafel, just as most tourist trap Greek restaurants in Greece, where unfortunately 95% of tourists to Greece will wind up eating, provide a very inaccurate and poor quality impression of Greek cuisine. And for all of the above, the Greek government, of course, does absolutely nothing, just as previous governments have also done nothing. Instead, the Greek people are told that they don't produce anything, that they are worthless, that Greece is a poor country, and that it needs the European Union. And as a result, the death spiral that holds back Greece's economy, its production, and its exports, as well as the true potential of Greek food in the global marketplace, is perpetuated. Take Dialogos Radio on the go with you with the new Dialogos Radio app for Android devices. Now you can listen live to Dialogos Radio and Dialogos Radio 24/7, download our podcasts, and read our latest articles all in our free Android app, available now in the Google Play Store. That was our commentary of the week here on the Dialogos Radio, the radio program which bridges the worldwide Greek community. Stay tuned for our special musical feature on the life and music of renowned Greek composer Manos Hadzidakis. Beautiful and timeless song by Nana Mouskouri titled Pame Mia Volta Sto Fegari to start off our special musical dedication to the renowned Greek musician and composer Manos Hadzidakis, the composer of the song which we just heard, in commemoration of the 89 years since his birth. Manos Hadzidakis was born on October 23, 1925 in the city of Xanthi in northern Greece. His musical education started at the young age of 4 when he began piano, violin, and accordion lessons. Following the separation of his parents, Hadzilakis moved to Athens with his mother in 1932, and he worked a number of odd jobs, including as a docker at the port of Piraeus and as a seller of ice. He continued to study music, and he enrolled in the University of Athens in 1940 to study philosophy, but he never completed his university studies. During this period, however, Hadzilakis had the opportunity to meet prominent musicians, writers, and intellectuals of that era, including Nikos Gatsos, Yorgos Seferis, Odysseas Elitis, and Mikis Theodorakis, among many others. He developed a strong relationship and friendship with many of these renowned figures, which lasted throughout his lifetime. Hadzilakis' musical career officially got started when he composed the tune for the song Hartino to Fegaraki for the performance of A Streetcar Named Desire, produced by Carlos Kuhn and the Art Theater of Athens in the late 1940s. His first piano piece, titled Yamia Mikri Defki Ahivada, came out in 1947, while in 1948 he shocked conservative urban Greek society by delivering a legendary lecture on the significance of Rembetika, Greece's urban folk music. Hadzilakis' career flourished throughout the late 1940s and into the 1950s and 60s, during which he composed the scores to such famous films as Stella and Never on Sunday, as well as numerous piano works and adaptations of Rembetika music. He also co-founded the Greek Dance Theater Company during this time, and he collaborated with such notable vocalists as Nana Mouskouri. In 1966, Hadzilakis had the opportunity to continue his career in the United States, composing the music for Ilya Darling, the famous Broadway musical which was based on Never on Sunday, in which starred Melina Mercouri. Hadzilakis remained in New York until 1972, in opposition to Greece's military dictatorship. Following the overthrow of Greece's junta, Hadzilakis became increasingly involved in Greece's public life, including with Greek National Public Radio, the Athens State Orchestra, and with the National Opera, while continuing his collaborations with established and with up-and-coming musicians. His career continued right up to his death on June 15, 1994 in Athens, at the age of 68. 5 years later, in 1999, the city of Athens dedicated the Technopolis Cultural Center in his memory. We'll continue our special tribute to Manos Hadzilakis with two more of his emblematic songs coming up next here on the Alaros Radio.
Γαρουφαλό στα αυτή και πονηριά στο μάτι. Τσέπη άδεια πάντοτε και η καρδιά γεμάτη. Καρουφαλό στα πει και ποιος θα σου ταρπάξει. Σκυρτή γροτιά το στήθος σου που σκίζει το μετάξι. Είπα τα πόδια τσίφτησα, τσίγκανα Τούρκο γύφτησα. Τσίγκανα Τούρκο γύφτησα, είπα τα πόδια τσίφτησα. Γαρουφαλό στα αυτή και στα μαλλιά μαντήλι. Είναι το στόμα σου δροσιά, είναι γλυκά τα χείλη. Γαρουφαλό στα αυτή, στο στόμα το τσιγάρο, που είναι το τσαντήρι σου, για να'ρθω να σε πάρω. Φέρε μια βόλτα τσίφτησα, τσίγκανα Τούρκο γύφτησα. Τσίγκανα Τούρκο γύφτησα, φέρε μια βόλτα τσίφτησα. Και ποιος θα σου ταρπάξει. Σφίχτη γροπιά το στήθος σου, μου σκίζει το μετάσι.
χτύπα τα πόδια, τσίχτησα. Τσίγκανα Τούρκο, γύφτησα. Τσίγκανα Τούρκο, γύφτησα. Χτύπα τα πόδια, τσίχτησα. Τσίγκανα Τούρκο γύφτησα, τσίγκανα Τούρκο γύφτησα, πέρα μια πόρτα τσίφτησα.
Στα ζάρια τη μικρή ραλού, σαν Ανατολή και Δύση, στην κόσμο και δουνιά. Ρωτάν ποιος θα κερδίσει την ομορφωνιά. Μικρό το καλοκαίρι, μεγάλος ο καιρός, κανείς όμως δεν ξέρει ποιος θα είναι ο τυχερός. Σαράντα παλικάρια στην άκρη του γυαλού επέξανε στα ζάρια τη μικρή ραλού. Ρίξανε τα ζάρια μια τρελή βραδιά. Ζηλεύει το φεγγάρι και στέλνει απ' τα βουνά το μαύρο καβαλάρι που μας κυβερνά. Κι ο γάροντας αφίδι τραβάει την κοπελιά, σαν γύρι στο ταξίδι, σαν ήλια γη σπηλιά. Σαράντα παλικάρια στην άκρη του γυαλού επέξανε στα ζάρια τη μικρή ραλού.
Follow Diálogos Radio on Facebook and Twitter and remain connected to all our latest news and updates. Check us out today at facebook.com/dialogosmedia and at twitter.com/dialogosmedia.
Greek Media News, η ολοκαίνουργια εφαρμογή με όλα τα τελευταία νέα για τα ελληνικά μέσα ενημέρωσης, ειδήσεις για την τηλεόραση, το ραδιόφωνο, τη δημοσιογραφία, το διαδίκτυο, του celebrity και την showbiz. Κατεβάστε την εφαρμογή σήμερα δωρεάν από το Google Play Store για τις συσκευές Android και από το BlackBerry World για τις συσκευές BlackBerry.
To two more beautiful songs as part of our special musical tribute to composer and musician Manos Hatzidakis here on the Alagos Radio, as we just heard Manolis Mitsias with his version of the classic song I Mikri Ralou, and before that, another classic, Garifalo Sto Afti, sung by Grigoris Bithikotsis. This is the Alagos Radio, the worldwide Greek radio program on 15 radio stations across 5 countries, 4 continents and online. We are in the midst of our fall fund drive, and we are relying upon your support to help sustain us and our broadcasts. The Alagos Radio and the Alagos Media is an entirely volunteer-run, non-commercial operation, and aside from bringing you our radio programming each week, we also bring you exclusive, hard-hitting journalism as well, such as our latest series of articles published in Truthout, chronicling in detail the long history of corruption, patronage, lawlessness, and censorship in Greece's media. These investigative articles, which are being published on a weekly basis, can be found through our website, thealagosmedia.org, where you can also find out more details about our fundraiser, the exciting gifts and premiums that we are offering, and information on how you can make your contribution to help keep independent, non-commercial Greek media alive. Today's program is just about ready to come to a close, but we will be back again next week, same time, same place, with an interview with a newly elected member of the European Parliament, constitutional lawyer Yorgos Katrugalos, for a discussion on the latest political developments in Greece and in the European Union. We'll close out today's show with one final song composed by Manos Hatzidakis, I Ballada των Aesthesion και των Paresthesion, in a performance by Vasilis Lekas. Thank you for joining us once again today, and have a wonderful weekend.
Παλιό σινεμά και σαν τη χάλιμα που μιλάει με τα παιδιά, σου κρύβω την αλήθεια και αφήνω από τα στήθια μου να βγουν παραμύθια για εκείνους που αγαπούν. Για στιγμές μυστικές για λάμψεις μαγικές, για αγκαλιές ερωτικές, για νύχτες φωτεινές. Σαν παλιό σινεμά και σαν τη χάλιμα που μιλάει με τα παιδιά, σου κρύβω την αλήθεια και αφήνω από τα στήθια μου να βγουν παραμύθια για εκείνους που αγαπούν. Για στιγμές μυστικές, για λάμψεις μαγικές, για αγκαλιές ερωτικές, για νύχτες φωτεινές. Στο σκοτάδι σε τυλίγω με ένα χάδι, τώρα είμαι γυμνός, μοιάζω σαν Θεός φωτεινός, δυνατός. Μπορείς να μ' αγαπήσεις, μπορείς να μου φωτίσεις μια στιγμή. Το κορμί μου είναι μόνο η αφορμή. Για στιγμές μυστικές, για λάμψεις μαγικές, για αγκαλιές ερωτικές, για νύχτες φωτεινές.